father bumping Isley. I was 11, it was the 90s. Hip hop was searching the globe trying to find me. My love for the culture, it was binding. Back then the artists had freedom to create and wasn't weary of signing. Rappers had passion, you could hear it in the rhyming. Nowadays ain't no motivation with the writing. If you lack an education, you probably fit right in. Nobody innovating, cause everybody is biting. They play it, they like it, regurgitating the cycle. The label's okay, it keeps circulating, it's trifling. I then, finding inspiration in my writing came easily. Wanted to rock a Kango like Cool J. When Eric B and Rockin' was dominating the airwaves, I was here emulating their ways. All I ever wanted was a four-finger ring in the all-black Kango. Gold rope dango, shell-toe Adidas at the ankle. Black and white stripes, I got them to match the Kango. I remember I wanted a sweatsuit with the stripes, had to match the Kango, so I got it in black and white. I remember when I first heard DJ Quick Tonight, got my first pair of Cortez Nikes, lace them tight. Been a student of the game ever since I was a youngin'. My household always had it bumpin'. My father was a fan of early rap, the music always got brung in. I was in the background, digging how the track sound. Microphones and big gold ropes are getting passed down. If you haven't studied the culture, then sit your ass down. Basically, it's bigger than rap, and that's the fact. I was inspired on the corner by niggas spinning on backs. Was a youngin' trying to learn every element of this rap. See, the story that I'm telling is fact. I used to rock an all-black Kango with the shoes to match. I'm like, press rewind, play that back. All I ever wanted was a four-finger ring in the all-black Kango. Gold rope dango, shell-toe Adidas at the ankle. Black and white stripes, I got them to match the Kango.
Yeah, you know that 86 of life. Raising hell all day, I was dreaming about the triple stripes. The centerpiece of that reefer that it was looking like. I was 8, took another 5 to get my pencil right. Perfected art and got it sharper than a Gensu knife. Got prepared like a gear the way I lent you light. Them bars, I was letting off like a pistol mic. Like the deuce deuce of the Juice Crew when I gripped the mic. Wasn't a fad, you knew the future was real. The movement was scaled like black men with a shooter was grill. They tried to wait for it to lose its appeal, but it blew and it's maneuvering still, moving at will. But before the game was heavyweight, before the levy gave, I'm talking fuzzy bucket pulled low over Caselli shades. Back in the days when it was fresh, and I'm talking new cassette when it was packaged and protected by that cellophane.
All I ever wanted was a four-finger ring in the all-black Kango. Gold rope dango, shell-toe Adidas at the ankle. Black and white stripes, I got them to match the Kango.
My grandfather wore Kango, and I wear Kango.